The KGOU AM News Brief podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Support KGOU during our spring fundraiser. Click the donate button at kgou.org. Thanks. Thousands of protesters gather in downtown Oklahoma City for a No Kings protest. The Choctaw Nation purchases a site that was once speculated to be a potential ICE facility. That and more coming up on the KGOU AM News Brief for Monday, March 30th. I'm McDaniels. Thousands of protesters gathered at Oklahoma City's Bicentennial Park for a No Kings protest Saturday. Abigail Sikowski has more on why some Oklahomans are expressing opposition to the Trump administration.
This was the third No Kings march since June. Oklahomans from several organizations showed up, including MMIP Central Oklahoma Chapter. Krista McClellan, the organization's president, has spent years raising awareness about the missing and murdered Indigenous Peoples crisis. For her, the No Kings cause intersects with Indigenous advocacy because of historical violence Indigenous Americans faced under colonial rule.
From the beginning, we faced all these issues, and we still do today. And now that we're here at the No Kings rally, all the people here are seeing what our people have faced all these years.
The Trump administration faced criticism earlier this year when two citizens died after being shot by immigration agents during protests in Minneapolis. I'm Abigail Sikowski.
The Choctaw Nation is preventing an Immigration and Customs Enforcement detention center from opening near its tribal headquarters. As Sarah Lisi reports, the Tribal Nation recently announced the purchase of a site that was once speculated to be a potential ICE facility.
The former Big Lots Distribution Center is adjacent to the Choctaw Nation's headquarters, where tribal services, including childcare, are located. Earlier this year, speculation arose that it could soon be a new ICE facility, so the Choctaw Nation then passed an oppositional resolution against the idea, while the Durant City Council passed an ordinance making it illegal to operate a detention center without a permit. Now the Choctaw Nation is buying the land where the former Big Lots facility resides. Before closing in 2025, the 1.2 million square foot Big Lots distribution center employed more than 300 workers. A Choctaw Nation spokesperson says ICE did play a factor in the acquisition. I'm Sarah Lisi.
The corporation running Homeland Grocery Stores is closing and consolidating a handful of locations across the state. Anna Pope reports company officials say the chain is facing continued financial pressure, and this is part of a larger plan to improve services.
Over the next 45 days, Homeland Acquisition Corporation will close some stores in Edmond, Norman, and Lawton. Meanwhile, stores in Clinton, Elk City, and Woodward will be consolidated and reopened in July. For months, the stores have been facing financial pressure. Kristen King is the corporation's vice president of communications.
It came down to what's sustainable, and we couldn't keep the stores that were operating at a loss open any longer and it not affect the rest of the business.
The company hired a new CEO who specializes in stabilizing grocery businesses last year. King says this was a difficult decision, and the move is part of a plan to reinvest in stores to create a sustainable future as an independent grocer. I'm Anna Pope.
In sports, the Oklahoma City Thunder is celebrating another home win as the season is coming to an end. Point guard Shai Gilgeous-Alexander managed 30 points in yesterday's 111-100 win over the New York Knicks in the Paycom Center. With only 7 games left in the regular season, the Thunder currently holds the top spot in the Western Conference. The team is staying in OKC to host the Detroit Pistons tonight with tip-off set for 8:30. Read more news at our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU PM News Brief podcast.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, host of Fresh Air. Hey, take a break from the 24-hour news cycle with us and listen to long-form interviews with your favorite authors, actors, filmmakers, comedians, and musicians, the people making the art that nourishes us and speaks to our times. So listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.